Welcome to the Josie Show, with artists out from all over the world. You got Tina and Alan and Pina the Squirrel, and Josie Pasatino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
Live from your computer, it's time for another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Jamie Pounder, Mike Archer, Brady Honeycutt, and Kenny Lee. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasatino. And now, because she's smarter than the average bear, Josie Pasatino.
Welcome to the Josie Show. We have a very, very exciting show tonight. We have four amazing guests back to back. We also have a giveaway and a lot of other really, really exciting things. So, yes, we speak with Jamie Pounder, Mike Archer, Brady Honeycutt, and we also get to catch up with Kenny Lee. So I'm very excited about that. And later on in the show, we'll talk all about our VIPs here at the Josie Show. Hey!
Hey, you got nuts?
No, I don't.
Do I annoy you and I just like cut in on you like this?
It's lovely. It's always fun.
I'm not doing my job if I don't bother you.
It's true. Peanut. I'm very, very excited because we have tons of information for our VIP members tonight, and also we'll tell you about a great concert coming up that the Josie Show Concert Series group will be at. So it is going to be amazing. And like I said, we have a giveaway, so we have tons of different fun things for everybody tonight. So I'm very, very excited about that. Now, I believe my first guest is here, so let me welcome Jamie Pounder to the show. Yes.
Thank you, Josie.
Hi. Thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm very excited to be talking with you tonight. Thanks so much.
Yes. Thank you, guys. This is great.
Yes, it is going to be fantastic. I'm very excited to play your music tonight and chat all about your music. It's going to be so good. Can't wait. Yes, so first off, though, I want to start kind of at the beginning when you first found your interest in music. How did you get started?
I was a little boy. My dad, he was a singer-songwriter, mm-hmm. and that's basically where I got it from. My whole family's been into music for years, and it's natural to me, I guess.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you know, hearing it around the house, especially with your family, and, you know, your father is, you know, constantly doing it. I mean, how can you not pick up that habit?
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Definitely. Well, that's really, really cool. And, you know, is there anyone in music today that really, really inspires you? Who do you really look up to?
Oh, well, I've always... growing up, my mom was a big Dolly Parton fan, so I learned how to sing to Dolly Parton. And then mm-hmm. I've always liked John Fogerty. John Fogerty's always been one of my all-time favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Lead singer,
absolutely.
CCR, so, yep.
Very nice. You know, and also I want to say you have, you know, had the experience of playing in both a band as well as solo, correct? Is it true?
Yep.
That's really cool.
That's right.
I think that's so cool that you really got to experiment with both, but is there one that you prefer over the other, or what would you say?
It's fun to have a group of guys, like, That's a great thing to be able to play. It's just finding time to do it together. Once we got older and we went our separate ways. But then by myself, it's I can venture into them songs that we don't venture into as a band, and I do a lot of more of my originals that way. So yeah, I like that. Both the same.
Nice, very, very cool. And also you have great music out out, and I'm very excited to play some tonight for everybody.
Great.
But can you first off tell a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now, kind of circling the web and where we can all find it?
I have YouTube. I have it under Jamie Pounder, and then there's Reverb Nation. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook, Jamie Pounder Music, and Twitter. Yeah.
Perfect. Easy. Very, very easy to find.
Yep.
I like
that's
that.
Right.
Awesome. So I'm going to definitely post the links after the show so people can click away and check out all of your great stuff. And also, I'm very excited to play some of your music. So here is the first song that we have tonight called Farm Boy, and we will be right back, okay? Let's play it.
Excellent. Thanks.
Excellent. Here we go. Farm Boy by Jamie Conner. Soldier, can you please, but first, before we play this, can you tell us a little bit about this song, what it means to you?
I wrote that about a gentleman that lived in our hometown, my hometown, when I was a little boy. He was homeless off and on, and he was a veteran, and it, the lyrics in the song, it tells the whole story about him. Yeah, it was,
well, I'm very excited to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good.
Awesome, awesome. So let's play that right now, called Paper Bag Soldier, and we will be right back with Jamie Pounder. Check it out.
Was a cold November morning, I can hear the bugles cry. And I couldn't help but notice this old man weeping by my side. He looked so cold and lonely, smelling like cigarettes and wine. He asked if I'd like to hear your story. I said, yes, sir, that'd be fine. But there were many soldiers would have you on the call with a heart full of fear and a way. Now the watch of a mouth will tell you by on a hill. I caught an ambush about to happen. I don't know how many men I killed. They call me hero. And it decorated me well. But I'll never forget the things of the man himself. There were many soldiers would have told me not to believe it. He's just an old drunken man. And his life lies with the bottle and the paper bag in his hand. But I went to pay him my respect. I walked up by his side, and there rose the middle. I guess an old soldier never lies. But there were many soldiers would have. With a heart full of fear and a way to run. There were many soldiers. You left in the coldest cold. You made this world a better place. All the good you've done.
And that was Paper Bag Soldier by Jamie Pounder. And we're back right now with him. And what we really, really want to know is, are you working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything right now in the works?
I've got a few things in the works, but I've got, I haven't did an album since 08, so I'm working on getting a CD in line. I have a pile of new material for that, and I'm just working on the mix of getting that all in line to start recording, so very shortly. So.
That is exciting. Well, I cannot wait until all of that is, you know, set and done, and we'll definitely promote it, so just let us know, okay?
Excellent. Thank you very much, Josie.
Anytime, anytime. And also, another good question here, do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you? Anything as of right now?
Yes, I'm just playing, like in Picton, Ontario, I'm playing at this Coach's Barn Grill here, actually the 21st of this month. And then
awesome.
This summer, we're in the mix of a couple of the big gigs, but not total bookings yet. But, yeah,
wow.
So.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, a really fun question that I love to ask to those who actually, you know, perform, have you ever had kind of a memorable moment while on stage or while performing live or any embarrassing moment, anything of that kind of thing?
I was in Nashville a couple years ago, and I got to sing alongside of a great songwriter, Troy Martin, and he inspired me to write a couple songs, actually, and I got to meet another couple great songwriters, Stella Parton and Jerry Foster, and that was a highlight for me. That was great. So.
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely say that's a highlight. Really, really cool.
Yes, yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, you've got to, you know, obviously work with some great, great people. But can you share with us one of your biggest dreams for your career, you know, that you haven't accomplished yet that you would love to? What would you say?
A biggest dream? I'd love to have another artist pick up one of my songs and play it like any other songwriter, you know. It's just, that's my biggest thing. I'd love to hear it played on international radio or something like that. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, anybody that's listening, give them a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, wink, wink.
Sure.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And another fun question here for you. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music, on your downtime, some hobbies?
I have four children, so we all ride in the local horse and pony club, and we travel from fair to fair. That's a highlight in the summer. We go every weekend. We're riding horses, barrel racing and stuff. So that's one of my fun times. So.
Very, very cool. Spending time with the family. Nothing better than that.
That's right. Yep.
Pretty much. Yes. Very, very cool. And also another fun question here for you. Who would you like to sing a duet with and why? That's a good one.
Wow. I've always loved Dolly Parton. I'd sing a duet with her, but then...
Yeah.
A girl that's Canadian, I just love her voice, is Amanda Wilkeson. She's local to where I'm from, and that'd be amazing. That'd be pretty neat.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to Google and check out her stuff. Never heard of it.
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Amazing. The Wilkesons is her family, and they're out of Nashville. I think they're with Universal or something like that. Yeah, they're great, 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 really great family. They're awesome musicians, so...
Awesome, awesome. You got to love Google. I could Google that right after the show, and I'll find all of her things.
Perfect. I won't let you down. You will love their stuff.
Awesome, awesome. you know, and we actually are running out of time here, but I just want to thank you so, so beyond much for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. And we'd love to have you back on any time, okay?
That'd be great. And I thank you, Josie. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, we appreciate it, too. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night.
You too. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Jamie Pounder, everybody. Yes, we got to play his songs Farm Boy and Paper Bag Soldier, so please check out all of his music. After the show, we'll post all of his links on our pages, so you could just find him, click away. And now I think I am going to pass the mic here to my producer, who is going to talk a little bit about our VIPs and what they have going on in their lives. So Here we go. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I am just fine and dandy, thank you.
See, it's not good when it's just fine. You got to be fine and dandy.
You've got to have the
That's
dandy.
When you
yeah.
know that yeah. it's been a good day.
It's been mm-hmm. a good day. It has. It
yes.
has been a good day. And it has. Yep. And so first I want to, we've got a full show tonight, so I didn't want to wait till the end of the show to get this in and end up missing it. So
I hear you.
Since we've got a couple of minutes, I wanted to get it in there now. Josie Show VIP members. To become a VIP member, all you have to do is go to the Josie Show VIP membership tab on the josieshow.com site, and then just go ahead and sign up. Literally takes less than a minute to sign up, and you get promotional benefits for an entire year on radio and on social media, so you can't beat that. Now, let me tell you about the VIP members that we have. First, Tim Garman. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. Very soon, he has got a new song coming out, so we are waiting for that, and we'll get that up on our radio station as soon as it's ready. Next, Vince Anthony. You can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Make sure you go over to his site and click on his tour tab, because he has got a ton of performances listed. He is going to be in a bunch of different states, so make sure you can get out and catch one of his shows. Next, Larry J. Massey. You can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. He's got great music out, beautiful voice. We post him on our page, and you can also hear him on our station, as well as all of these artists, as a matter of fact. Wayne Jacobs. You can find him at waynejacobs.co, won many songwriting awards, and you can hear him on the station as well. He's consistently putting out new music for us. We actually just heard a brand new song of his the other day, which was fabulous, so we're looking forward to getting that on the station. Next, Brad Howard. You can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. We just seen him this past Saturday at the Panna Country Concert. He did a fantastic job. So we're excited, looking forward to his next performance. But you can hear his songs on the station as well. Next, Rick Seaman. You can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3, the number 3. We actually have got some new music from him. It just came in today. So we're going to be getting that up on the station here this weekend, and we will have his songs to play in the pre-show next week. So we're very, very excited about that. You'll love his voice. He's got great music. Next, Fraser Newcomb. You can find him at frasernewcomb.com. He is getting a U.S. tour ready, so we will be seeing him here in the States very, very soon. Next, Lace Whitworth. You can find him at lacewhitworth.com. Great music. His songs are always on the charts at Country Blast Radio, so make sure you tune in and you get to hear his music. All right, so that's all of our VIP members. Again, Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Larry J. Massey, Wayne Jacobs, Brad Howard, Rick Seaman, Fraser Newcomb, and Lace Whitworth. If you go to the josieshow.com site and click on the VIP membership tab, you will see all of their pictures and all of their clickable links there, just in case you forget. Or you can go ahead and type their name in the search bar in Facebook and find their fan pages as well as their regular pages, and they communicate and list all their shows there as well. So you'll be able to find out all the information that you need.
Perfect.
All right, Joe, I'm throwing it back to you.
Thank you. I am having some interesting things happening with my mic here right now, so I don't know if you guys can hear me, but I can hear you. Yes.
Hey, your new chat room has squirrel smileys.
That is very exciting. Oh, my goodness. Before the show turns a very weird,
dancing squirrel.
Interesting turn. Absolutely. You got to love it. Very nice. Very nice. I have no idea anymore what's happening. Let's be honest. But I want to thank you so much for letting us know what is going on with our VIP members and what was happening with all that. And I also am very, very excited. You guys probably all have seen, I post on Facebook, but also if you haven't seen it on my Facebook page, you could probably tell josieshow.com, our website, has, you know, undergone some surgery. It has undergone some surgery and is now looking fantastic, our website. Big time thank you to Alan Firestone over there who put it all together. And it looks so, so great. I mean, it is just fantastic. There's a new chat room. the like banner at the top is completely different. And
hey, Josie.
An amazing blue color. It's fantastic. Yes, we love it.
We have to let everybody know that if you sign up in the chat room, Josie will make you free pudding.
I don't have enough pudding to go around, though. I mean, hey, don't promise that one. Wow, that we're going to have to go to the store and buy tons of pudding for that one. I don't know about that one. But we would be very, very, we would very much appreciate it if you guys joined us in our chat room. So please make sure you go into it. It's really, really cool, and I just love the blue color and all that fun stuff. So check it out, josieshow.com. And it
and
is
you,
amazing.
You can make a profile in a chat room, and you can put a picture, and if you put a picture of a squirrel, Josie will give you nuts.
Oh, my gosh. I did that. I made the profile already. I already made my profile on the chat room, and I got my picture on there and a little bio thingy, a little blurb about me and all that fun stuff, and so check it out.
But you're not in the chat room right now. It's your show, it's your chat room, and you're not there.
I am having trouble with my computer right now, so I am trying to get in the best that I can. I'm on Facebook.
You didn't want Tina to try to fix your computer, did you?
Well, she was working on it earlier, so I'm a little concerned by that. but, yeah. But it looks like my next guest is here, so I do not want to keep him waiting. So here he is. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Mike Archer. Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello,
thank
hello.
You so much for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it. It's going to be fun.
How are things there? All right?
Everything is pretty, pretty good. I mean, I'm just very, very excited to be chatting with you, and we have a giveaway, and we have your music. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm excited. I'll tell you, I'm not telling you this to make you feel bad. I'm telling you to let you know exactly how I feel about you, but I turned down a gig to be on this show tonight, so I'm really excited to hear myself.
Wow. I am honored. Wow, that's what, yes. That deserves that. Wow, I am completely honored that you did that to come on the show. I really appreciate it. Well, then I got to make it a really good one then.
Well, of course, always. That's just standard.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm very, very excited.
Hi, Josie, I think you deserve some free pudding.
It's true.
What's
he
that?
Does. He does.
I
he deserves pudding.
Well, pudding?
Someone,
I love pudding.
Our Peanut the Squirrel says you deserve free pudding. So there
I'll
you
take
go.
It.
Yeah. There you go, there you go. So let's first get started here from the beginning when music all started for you. When did this all start?
Music, well, oddly enough, I was an athlete growing up. I played basketball for a school in Indianapolis, a college in Indianapolis called IUPUI, and we played in Chicago a few times, in the Chicago area. And
yeah.
I didn't actually start playing guitar until I was 27 years old.
Wow.
How about that? I was working at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and a few years later, I'm now an entertainer, not just doing my own stuff, but I also play for Disney. I play on their cruise line.
Oh, wow, that is really, really cool.
So I'm hoping that my story, and that obviously being the nutshell version, I'm hoping my story will inspire your listeners or anybody for that matter that it's never too late to, whatever your dreams are, it's never too late to try to achieve them, whatever they may be. Music or something else, I don't know.
It's true. It's true. It's true. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And
I'll tell you, I think, Josie, you have the second best job in the world. I think playing music is the first best job in the world, but I do believe having your own radio would be a lot of fun as well.
It is. It is a lot of fun. You know, I love to listen to your music and all of the artists' music, so, I mean, hey, I'm having a ball. It's just fun.
I love it.
I love it. And, you know, I think it's so cool, though, your story and how you, you know, got started. I mean, you're right. It's never too late to, you know, follow your dreams and do whatever you would like. But did you come from a musical family, or are you the first one that really got into it?
Kind of, yes, and kind of, no. When I say kind of, I had some cousins and stuff that played a little bit of music, but my immediate family did not. However, we celebrated it. We listened to it all the time, And consequently, I know a lot about music, a lot of trivial information about music, but none of us knew how to play. So I'm struggling to explain to you why no one in the family learned how to play sooner, but, you know, better late than never.
It's true. It's true. Very, very cool. And, you know, you're doing so, so great with your music. You currently have, like, you currently have two albums out right now, the next best thing and Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda, yeah. which we have a couple of songs to play tonight from that album. But can you tell us, you know, is there a big difference between your two albums at all, or,
The first one was we cut in Indianapolis, and you can tell, you can kind of tell the production values. I think the songs are great. I really do. But the second one was cut down in Nashville, which means it was about $15,000 more expensive. But you can tell the production value is much better in the second one than the first one, and I don't think the songs are necessarily better. But either way you go, I mean, like, for example, my stuff gets played a lot in Europe. And there's one radio station, in fact, in the Netherlands, and I think at one point I had the top 10. This is pretty impressive, but I had the top 10 most impressive songs at one time, and they were evenly distributed from the first album and the second album. So it wasn't like one album was dominating the, you know, versus the other. So they're pretty even, and I'm very, very proud of the songs.
Oh, wow. That is incredible. It's even Steven. I think that's amazing.
I mean, it's very, very lucky. The first one, I wasn't with a record label. It was very, very independent. The second one, I'm at least with Colt Records out of Nashville. So it got a little bit more momentum. But then people started asking me, well, do you have anything else? And I said, well, yeah, I've got this first album. And they're listening to it going, wow, these are pretty darn good. So
yeah,
it's just a matter of getting them heard. And so that's why I'm so glad to be here, so that some of my songs can actually be heard in the Chicago area and around the world, for that matter.
Yes, definitely, definitely. We're going to spread you around all over the world. No problem. You deserve it because you work so, so hard, and your music is just fantastic. Both of your albums, actually, are so amazing. And, you know, we love them here. But where are the best places that we can purchase your music? All of your new fans out there that want to check you out, where can we go?
Well, if you can remember, my name is Mike Archer. Just put .com on the end, MikeArcher.com. You can actually, you can order the physical CD off there, but you can also go to iTunes and, gosh, I don't know, Reverb Nation, Pandora, all these different sites. But I know for sure iTunes is a very, very easy way to get my CD.
Yes, perfect, perfect. And you can get both albums on there and all your songs. So that's awesome.
I'm not sure about the first one on iTunes. I know that I'm certainly on my website and certainly like Amazon.com, for example, you can get both of them. But iTunes, I believe you can only get the second one.
Awesome. Well, please make sure you guys check out everything, the website and iTunes, so you have everything.
You got to go on my website just to see how handsome I am, right?
There you go. Exactly. Go to the website right now. Love it. Love it. Perfect, perfect. Very, very easy. And I have some songs here tonight, of course. So let's play your first one called Slow It Down with me, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right,
awesome.
Thank you.
No problem. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about it. We'll play it.
Say you're tired of going by the minute. Well, it's hard to get out of a fast lane once you're in it. And my old four-wheel drive might not go that fast. But climb on in and we'll get on off of this beaten path. And we'll build us a fire on the bank of the river. Grab a couple of cane poles and some chicken livers. A bottle of wine and a bucket of KFC. Under the stars on an army blanket, put on some good old hang and crank it. If the good old slowing down is what you need, then slow it on down with me. Tell me you still got those cut-off Levi's, that Indiana t-shirt that shows off your eyes. Like any good Boy Scout, I'll be prepared. I got a big old can of deep woods off and a jacket we can share. And we'll build us a fire on the bank of the river. Grab a couple cane poles and some chicken livers. A bottle of wine and a bucket of KFC.
drink it. Put on some good old Hank and crank it. If a good old slowing down is what you need, baby, slow it on down with me. Slow it on down with me. All they care about catching is up with each other, losing track of the time, finding one another. Yeah, I can get you there. Baby, I know where we can build a fire on the bank of the river. Grab a couple cane poles and some chicken lips, a bottle of wine and a bucket of KFC.
Extra crispy!
Under the stars on an army blanket, put off some good old Hank and crank. If the good old going down is what you need, hey, slow it on down with me. Slow it on down with me. Baby, slow it on down with me.
And that was Slow It Down With Me by Mike Archer, and we're back with him right now. And like I promised, I want to talk a little bit about this song, because I know that there's a really cool video for this on your website as well, which is hilarious, and we just love it so much. So we got to check that out.
You know what's funny is they actually play it on Disney whenever I'm on the ship, whichever ship I happen to be playing. I'm on there for, you know, 3 months at a time or whatever. And it's funny because they had the video sandwiched between Kanye West, one of his songs, and then Usher, or Rick Ross featuring Usher. So
oh,
it's like,
wow.
First of all, I didn't fit in it, but the crew members and stuff on the ship actually thought that I was, you know, really, really popular in the States. Like, they were asking for autographs and taking pictures with me like I was a celebrity. Of course, I didn't tell them any different.
Oh, my gosh, that is so cool.
So that, that was kind of a neat little experience, yeah.
That is a very,
well,
very cool experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Disney, for that one.
Right.
Really cool. Wow.
You've seen the video. You liked it, huh?
I loved it. It's hilarious, and it's just so, so good. You have to check it out. MikeArcher.com. Please make sure you check it out, people. It's
yeah,
so good.
A lot of people don't even notice I'm in the video because Jackie, the female lead in the video, is so pretty. Everybody watches her instead of me, which is exactly what we wanted. We wanted to...
Good. Don't worry, we noticed you. Don't worry.
Oh,
don't worry about that one. But yeah, you guys just worked so, so great together, and it was such a great, great, great song and video. So please make sure you guys check it out. I had to give a shout out about that because the video needs some love too. So
Yes.
And also, I want to mention here, on a side note, we really love this song, of course, and we were actually wondering if it would be cool to have your song as a, you know, on our daily rotation for our licensed radio station, Country Blast Radio. We would love that, so everybody could hear it.
Well,
you'd be up
I don't know. I'm a little apprehensive, but I'm just joking. Of course, yes,
I was like, oh. That would be really cool.
Yeah, of course. Yes, I'm flattered.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yes, go, go, go. Play if you want.
Awesome, 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 awesome. So, yeah, we're going to definitely spread your music around, and we'll put that on Country Blast Radio so you guys can all hear it. And so now we have another song here called The L Word, and we will be right back, okay? I'm excited to play this one. All right, here we go, The L Word by Mike Archer. Be right back.
Well, I never will forget, cause she looked like a movie star. The night she walked into the club where I was sitting at the bar. We sat and talked a while, then she gave me her phone number. I had no idea what a spell she put me under. Till a couple of months later, after our 11th date, with my heart sufficiently stolen away. One Friday night while standing out beside her door, I heard my mouth say something it had never said before. I said the L word. My God, what was I thinking? It
could have been the moonlight or something I've been drinking. Cause I made myself a promise when I was very young to never say the word that I just rolled right off my tongue. I said the L word and I can't take it back. I've opened up a can of worms. I let the cat out of the bag. I said it like I meant, boys, and I know that you heard. Somebody tell me, what do I do now? I said the L word. Well, a couple of months later, there stood me and my friend Walter in some rented black tuxedos. We were standing at an altar. The organ started playing, everybody turned around. She was standing with her daddy, she was in a wedding gown. And the preacher started asking, and I had to tell the truth. Did I really want to sacrifice my bachelorhood and youth? He said, boy, do you promise you will love her all your life? Just say the word, and I will make this little girl your wife. And I said the L word. My God, what was I thinking? It could have been the moonlight or something I've been drinking. Cause I made myself a promise when I was very young to never say the word that I just rolled right off my tongue. I said the L word, and I can't take it back. I've opened up a can of worms. I let the cat out of the bag. I said it like I meant it, boys, and I know that she heard. Somebody tell me, what do I do now? And I said the L word.
Mike Archer, and we're back right now. Now, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, or are you solely, you know, promoting your these two albums? What's been going on?
Right now, I'm solely promoting. Well, actually, the Shoulda Coulda Woulda album, the Next Best Thing album is kind of, you know, we're selling it just because of the out of the wake of the other album. But I am trying. I'm in basic. You know, first stage talking about the next album, but we haven't, you know, we're trying to focus on getting this one going. Our theory is, you put me on the spot here, but our theory is that if it's doing well in Europe and Canada and Australia and even Japan, that it should be doing better in the States. So we're trying to make a more concerted effort to get it played here in the States. And so that's why I can't thank you enough for what you're doing tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Anything that I can do, you're part of the Josie Show fam now. So if you ever had any, if you ever need any promotion or any help or anything, just please give us a call, okay? We'd love to.
Don't say that and not mean it, because we'll take you up on it.
You can. Trust me. You can take me up on that, okay? I'm saying it to the world. You can. Definitely.
Yeah, all right, great.
Awesome, awesome. You know, and another, you know, really, really cool thing I want to mention is you have an upcoming performance you have on March 29th at the Pixie Theater. I believe a guitar is even being given away that night. Can you tell us a little bit about that in more detail?
Well, yeah, it's in a small town, Edinburgh, Indiana, which is south of Indianapolis. And actually, I used to spend Thanksgivings down there when I was a kid. I have a great aunt that lives there, and it's such a nice part of the country, real scenic, but somebody, I forget the gentleman's name that owns the place, but he renovated this old-fashioned theater, and it's really beautiful. We played there last fall, and we're going to do it again this at the end of this month. And, yeah, we give away a guitar. In fact, we give away a guitar a lot of times in different places we play, depending on the venue. And I'm one of those guys that I would give the shirt off my back to somebody. So this is my right. way of saying thank you to the people who come to listen to me play and support my music.
That is amazing. That is incredible. It is. It really is. It really is. Not a lot of artists
came to my house one day, and my sister's mm-hmm. walking around my house looking at these pictures, and she said, "Oh, I love this picture. I just give it to her. I just took it right off the wall and gave it to her and said, here, this is, I mean, it's just, what do I need it for? She wants it, you know." So I cannot believe. I am so blessed to have so many people that actually follow every move I make, it seems like. And mm-hmm. I just can't believe it. So if that means giving a T-shirt, giving away a guitar, giving away whatever, a hat, I'm going to do it, you know. So that's why we do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's a great segue because you are not joking. You are a giver because you gave us a CD to give away. Speaking of giving
that's
things
away.
That's
the least we can do.
we love that. Thank you so, so much. So I know people are
sure.
very, very excited about this. So for the CD giveaway, the first person to text Mike Archer to 331-442-5833 wins. So text now. Once again, the first person to text Mike Archer to 331-442-5833 will get this wonderful CD. So text right now, first person. Da 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 da. Okay. So yes, make sure you guys do that, and I'm very excited. Thank you once again for doing that. It's so great.
Yeah.
Love it.
No, my pleasure. My pleasure. Whoever wins it, enjoy.
Yes, yes. Now, if I understand correctly, you pretty much have done it all, but I've noticed that you've done some acting in films as well as some commercials. Can you tell us about that?
Wow. Well, I took some acting classes in Louisville, Kentucky a few years ago to try to improve my stage presence because it's pretty much the same thing. You become a persona. In fact, a lot of performers, you know, take on stage names because when they go on stage, it's like they become someone else, and I get that, but as a result, I did just a couple independent little, like, short films and stuff like that. I'm not real proud. I feel like I could have done better is what I'm saying, but I've also done some local commercials in the Lexington, Kentucky area, one for a chiropractor and one for an auctioneer. So, yeah, you know, and plus you do music videos and stuff like that. You just get more and more comfortable in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that is about.
That is really cool.
But I'm available.
Hey,
if there's any directors out there listening, I am available. I will come audition. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, do it. Wink, wink. Come on, people. definitely. And if you want to get in touch with Mike Archer, obviously the website, MikeArcher.com, but also if you just say, hey, tell us about Mike Archer, where can we find him, then you could just email me or something, and we'll give you all the information. So it's all right. You can find him anyway. no problem. but definitely go to the one-stop shop, MikeArcher.com. Please make sure you do that after the show and, you know, whenever. Do it. Make sure.
There's a place
yes.
on there you can actually contact me, by the way, on the website. So wherever I'm at
go.
In the world, you can always get in touch with me.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, that makes it much easier. So please just make sure you go there. It is the one-stop shop. So please do that. And also a fun question here for you. Have you ever, while performing, ever had an embarrassing on-stage moment that you could recall? Anything kind of crazy happened live?
There's several. I don't even know which one to tell. Obviously, there's been moments where I've forgotten lyrics. And so sometimes I can think of something that will just keep the song going, and no one really knows the difference or whatever. They're just kind of jamming along or whatever. Some people do, but most people don't. But then there's sometimes where I can't even fake it. And so I'll just start singing along like, you know, I can't remember the words here, and it would be great if I could, you know, just something like that. And that's kind of embarrassing. But it's not really that bad. But I've had a couple occasions where people have actually ran onto the stage area. And that's pretty embarrassing, I guess, because you don't know what to do. And it's not like I have big security there trying to keep these people off. So I have to continue performing and trying to get this particular person from tackling me. So
right.
That's kind of embarrassing, I guess.
That is right, absolutely. Well, when it's live, you never know what could happen, and especially if you see someone rushing the stage, you're kind of like, uh-oh, what's this guy doing?
It's amazing what a little bit of alcohol can do to, you know, make some people think that this is a good idea, I guess. I don't know.
Right, right. Wow. Well, we've heard a lot of really interesting ones about wardrobe malfunctions and really interesting things like that. So don't worry, you're fine. You're mild.
Oh, no,
you're good.
Wardrobe malfunction yet, but maybe if I strategically plan one, it'll make me more famous. What do you think?
Well, hey, come on. You know, you got to try what you got to try. No.
Well,
oh,
I've heard that. I just don't know where my, you know, I like to think I have higher values than that, but
right.
Sometimes you just never know, you know.
You never know what could happen when you're on that stage. So who knows? But you haven't had some really, really bad ones. So you're good. You're really, really good.
All that.
Yes. And also another fun question for you: what are some fun things you like to do on your downtime when you're not working on music?
Well, that's funny because whenever I perform, people think that I'm the same guy, which, I mean, I am, but I portray like this party attitude, you know, having fun. And to be real honest with you, when I'm home or when I'm not playing, I'm really kind of a downer. I'm kind of a homebody, and I like to sit home and practice. And right now,
right.
I'm in the middle of, believe it or not, I'm in the middle of writing a play right now.
Really?
About the history of rock music. Yeah, like from 1956 to 1963. And so I like to do things like that. You know, if you're talking about like fun stuff, you know, I like to fish, but I haven't been fishing in a while, and I've got
mm-hmm.
some buddies that are bugging me to take me fishing here in the next week or so. So I do like to do stuff like that. I'm not much of a hunter because I might actually get something, and then I've got to see the blood and guts, and I don't like that. So
right, right, I hear
but
you.
I'm completely forgetting the fact that I work on cruise ships, so. I guess a lot of the fun stuff revolves around, you know, the beach, and I like to snorkel. I love snorkeling and seeing the fish and the reefs and all kinds. I love doing that stuff. So, yeah, I guess that would be something that would be fun.
Yeah, that is so cool. I have never done that before, but it sounds like so much fun. I'm not afraid.
It really is.
Days, but...
yeah. And the other thing is it's very scary, and maybe that's why I like it so much, because once you get in the ocean and, you know, it's way over your head, you are now – you know, you've gone down a few rungs on the food chain, so you got to be really, really careful. And all I can hear in my head, though, is the jaws, you know, dun-dun, dun-dun. So
yeah, that's what I would imagine.
There's kind of an adrenaline rush that goes along with it, I guess.
Absolutely. Wow, definitely. That would definitely be in my head if I ever did that. But it sounds very, very interesting and something that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Hey, let's try it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, that sounds awesome because you need that downtime to just, you know, do your own thing. And I think that's really cool that, you know, you do, you know, plays, you know, writing and just all those fun type things. I mean, you have to do it to keep yourself grounded in this craziness.
Well, I don't want to be 80 years old and look back. Like, my grandfather was on his deathbed, you know, mm-hmm. with, you know, he was sick and all that kind of stuff. It's a long story, but the mm-hmm. nutshell is, he told me, he said, I wish I'd learned how to play the guitar. And I, that day, I went out and I got my guitar out and I started practicing. I mean, I don't want to be 90 years old looking on, you know, sitting on my deathbed going, boy, what if I would have tried to write that play? What if I would have tried to play on cruise ships? Or what if I'd have tried to do this? That's not going to happen to me. I'm going to do everything I possibly can. And when I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to look back going, yeah, I think I did it all. You know, everything I wanted
mm-hmm.
to do.
Right, absolutely. Well, you're definitely on the right track for that because you are just, you know, you're living your dream and doing whatever you know, whatever you want to do. So, I mean, hey, I think that's just fantastic. And we're big fans. Yeah, we're big fans, so we're definitely going to keep in contact with you and check out all of your work and what you're doing, all right? That'd be really cool.
You better.
Absolutely. Definitely. I love it. Thank you so much. We ran out of time, but we would love to have you back on anytime. Like I said, anytime.
All right. I'm yours. Just let me know. And thank
awesome.
You so much
thank
for
you.
Out there. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we'll talk with you again very soon. Mike Archer, everybody. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mike Archer, everybody. Yes. Woo. Love it. Love it, love it. And now we have an important message, so please stay tuned right now. Here we go. We'll have it on in just a second. We're working it.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to that important message.
Hey, Jody.
We do a lot of work with that. Yes.
Hey, have you checked out the New Jersey Show store? They got, like, doggy hoodies, and they got, like, underwear with your face across both butt cheeks. Imagine going out twerking with your face across your butt cheeks.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, we definitely have some very great and interesting, thank you very much for adding those, Alan, to our online store. So please make sure you check it all out. We have, like, you know, Alan,
nothing
that we've been talking
about. Nothing says like Josie's face on your butt.
Yes. Wow. That's a great imagination right there. That's a great, you know, image that is installed in my head now. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. But we have really, really cool things, like, you know, iPhone covers and, you know, dog stuff and shirts and all sorts of things. So just check it out, and you'll know what we have. We have tons of different things, so please make sure you check that out. And right now I could hear my producer screening in the background. She is just screening away. But until then, I really want to talk a little bit about sponsors for the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio, how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show. So please call 331-442-5833 or email, which is easier, our station manager, Tina, at josieshow.com, Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. So please make sure you check it out. There will never be a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio. So advertise or sponsor the Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio. So please make sure you check that out. And now it looks like our guest is here, so I do not want to waste any time. Here we go. Here is Brady Honeycutt to the show. Yes. Hello.
How are you doing, Josie?
I'm doing great. I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me. Hope everything's going all right tonight.
Yes. It is going fantastic. I'm very excited to have you on and play your music and chat about your music. It's going to be so great. Can't wait.
I really appreciate y'all having me again.
Anytime. And, you know, I really want to kind of start at the beginning. I mean, I always love to just start, you know, and figure out how, you know, people come up with this stuff and how they start with music. So when did you start doing this?
You know what? I kind of have to give, well, I say I kind of. I actually have to give almost all of my credit to my parents. When I was at a young age, my mom and dad would have us have my brothers and I go to a church in Midland out in West Texas, and I think that's where the music actually started. We started singing in the choir at a young age, and then, of course, we would go out to some dance halls, and I'm sure you know that Jody Nix was a huge influence in my life, and he would always play out in Midland, and that's really where it all got started. I would watch Jody and go out dancing with my parents, and church, we'd sing in the choir, and, you know, they just raised us to around a musical background, and that's, I think, where vocally I got most of my musical influence from, was from church and from going out dancing, so.
That's awesome. So you just picked it up like that.
that's all it was. I guess that's all that it took.
Yes, definitely. And I absolutely know, you know, what a fan you are of Jody Nix. You know, he was a former guest on my show, and he is really, really a great person. And I think it's so cool that you got to perform with him. I think that's
cool. He's a class act. He definitely puts on a great show. I saw him not too long ago, and I was able to actually sing with him again at Sisterdale Dance Hall over in the Burney, Texas area. And he called me up on stage as a guest singer for a song or two, and and just enjoy it every time I get to go out there. I'm not only a performer, but I also love the music in general, Western swing, traditional country music, you know, the stuff that they consider real country music. So, but yeah, it's always fun going out and seeing those folks play.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like you mentioned, you really, you know, stick with traditional country music and Western swing. And, you know, but I want to know what that means to you versus some of the music out there today on the radio. Why did you stick with traditional country music? Why is that in your blood, in your soul?
You know, it's like I say, my parents had a major influence, I think, in the way that I considered what I wanted to go into. You know, they raised me on the Farron Young and Ray Price, Mel Tillis, Jody, of course. You know, just all the old traditional and Western swing, and it's something that we were introduced to young in our lives, and not just myself, but both my brothers, and it's just something that's stuck with me over the years, and you know, in music in general, whichever genre you go to, it evolves eventually, and I've just tried to stay true to who I was introduced to whenever I was at a young age, and just trying to continue the good old country music that people still love and enjoy.
Oh yes, sticking with your roots and what you know. I mean, that's what you got to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Absolutely, absolutely. And you obviously get to do, you know, dance halls, which are really, really cool. Not a lot of people, you know, are able to do that. But, you know, how exciting is it for you when you're able to sing one of your songs, you know, at a dance hall with everybody twirling on the dance floor and, you know, dancing your music? What does that feel like?
It's actually incredible. I never thought in a million years whenever I started writing my own tunes that I'd ever see anybody singing along with some of the music that I've wrote, and now we'll go and we'll play in these dance halls across Texas, you know, especially right here in the South Texas circuit, you know, and see all these people that come out time and time again. You know, the fan support is amazing, and you know, this has been very blessed this year to have been able to go out and play as many dates as what we have, and have the fan base that what we've had, and to watch them singing the songs and dancing and twirling, just an amazing feeling in general.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I think that's probably the coolest thing, you know, having people to actually, you know, dance and get down with your music.
Oh, yes, ma'am, most definitely.
Yes, yes, and I don't blame them. You have so many great, great, great music, and we're going to play them in just a moment. But first, can you tell us about some of the music that you have out right now, kind of circling the web and where we can find it?
Sure, sure. I know you can actually go on to cdbaby.com, Amazon. You can go to my website, bradyhoneycutt.com. It should link you to a certain website that will actually be able to purchase it digitally or the physical copy. Yeah, there's several websites. If all else fails, you can always go on Google and type in Brady Honeycutt, and you should be able to find me there. Or go to my Facebook page, Brady Honeycutt. Just type it in the search engine. You should be able to find it. And send us a message, and somebody will message you back. Or if I get on, I'll definitely message you back, and we'll find a way to get you a copy of the album if you're interested.
Perfect. Perfect. That's what I say, too. When in doubt, Google. I mean,
exactly. Exactly.
So check it out, Brady Honeycutt. You can't miss him, for sure. Definitely find it. He has so many great things out. And, you know, I am very excited to play your music, so I am ready to get down. So let's play your first song here tonight, Drinking Straight Whiskey, and we will be right back, okay? Let's play it.
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go. Drinking Straight Whiskey.
Regular each night at the corner barroom. You'll see me there if you come passing through. They say I'm the life of the party and there's nothing I can do. I guess I should be giving credit where credit's due. Drinking straight whiskey every single night. me with no warning sign. I still haven't got over how you left me to die. So I'll be drinking straight whiskey every single night. Morning I wake up to your memory won't back in. Guess I'll have to turn to my good friend and start drinking straight whiskey every single night. Since the day you left me with no warning sign, I still haven't got over how you left me to die. So I'll be drinking straight whiskey every single night. Drinking straight whiskey every single night since the day you left me with no warning sign. I still haven't got over how you left me to die. So I'll be drinking straight whiskey every single night.
And that was Drinking Straight Whiskey by Brady Honeycutt, and we're back with him right now. And we absolutely love the song. This is another song that we really need to get on our daily rotation on Country Blast Radio. So if you're okay with that, we would love to do that.
Oh, most definitely. I would appreciate that, actually.
Awesome. Great. Perfect. And we're definitely going to put that on there so everybody can hear your wonderful, wonderful sound and your song. And just, I'm very excited about that. Check it out.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. And, you know, what I want to know is because I just, like I said, I love your music. But are you working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Any new music or writing? What's been going on?
Well, I guess I can tell you. You're not going to tell any secrets of mine, are you? Well, maybe. No. Well, actually, right now, I am actually working. Wasn't going to make any announcement on it yet, but I am working towards my second album. So you are the first official DJ to know about it.
I am honored. Wow, that's amazing.
No, no problem at all. You ask, so I guess I'm entitled to tell. No, I've been sitting down for the past couple of weeks and actually starting on this next album. Got quite a few originals I'm going to put on there again. You know, worked the first time. We'll see what happens this next time. I had Drinking Straight Whiskey on a finalist, or actually was nominated for, along with a couple other songs, for Song of the Year with the Academy of Western Artist Awards, show that'll be held in Irving at the end of this month. And, I said, you know what? I said, maybe it's a sign I need to continue writing. So I'm going to throw a few extra songs that I've wrote on this next album. And I'm not sure when it'll be out. Can't tell you when. I know Bill Green produced the first album and did a heck of a job. You know, Bill's a great guy. Played with Johnny Bush with the Bandoleros and can't thank him enough for all the help he's helped me out with as far as his last album. So, but as far as answering your question, yes, we are going to throw in some new stuff, and I don't know when the next album will be out, but we are working towards the next one. So,
that is amazing. Very cool. I am very excited. Yes, I'm very excited to, you know, check it out. And thank you so much. I'm honored that you let us know about your, you know, new project. That's so cool.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'm very excited about that. I'm definitely going to promote it when it comes out and check it all out, okay? We'd love to have an update or something. Yeah.
Thank you so much. That'd be
perfect, perfect. And, you know, another thing here, you know, some fun questions here. Have you ever met anyone along the road of your career that you have just, you know, had a fan moment over? Have you ever been kind of starstruck or met anybody that you're like, whoa?
Well, my number one idol, I guess, is any country singer's number one idol, which is George Strait. And my wife, she's more than I deserve, I'll say that much. She's always backed me as far as anything I'm willing to do, and she's my strong backbone as far as music, and not too many wives that I know of are fond about letting their husbands be up on stage and having other girls or stuff, people like that, just try and grab them or what have you. And she's always been, you know, kind of the backbone and stayed strong for me and always pushing me, hey, go after your dream, go after your dream. And my idol that I've been watching over, you know, my lifespan has been George Strait, and was able to actually shake his hand at the George Strait concert in San Antonio this past, not this past year, the year before his Cowboy Rides Away tour, and I kind of got this look like, hey, do I know you, you know, and that kind of struck me, you know, I didn't know what to say or what to do. All I did was turn to her, and I looked, I said, did you see that look? And she kind of looked at me the same way. She's like, he looked at you like he knew you or something. So I don't know how it was, you know, but that
really
kind of
cool.
Threw me for a loop right there and you know, kind of starstruck me. And made me want it that much more. You've seen somebody who's put so much effort into the industry and so much into their career and to their dream, mm-hmm. and it makes you want it that much more. So I guess that could be my moment.
Yeah, definitely. If that's not motivation enough, I mean, come on, I don't know what is.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That is amazing. Amazing, amazing. And, you know, another thing here, another fun question. Have you ever had any embarrassing on stage moments that you can recall? Anything crazy that happened live?
Oh, my goodness. I'd have to say the main one, and I'm sure a lot of singers have gone through this. You're singing a song, and all of a sudden you forget the words. I've been to a few concerts where they said the singer, you know, Gene Watson or somebody like that will pull off something clever like, you know, forgive me, that was a senior moment or, you know, something like that. And I just pull off, hey, that was a youth moment right there, excuse me, you know, or something like that. You know, you try and play along or make the words your own or what have you. But, yeah, that's probably the main one that I've ran into.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's not rare. I've heard of, you know, a lot of that, you know, I mean, because it is hard because, you know, when you're performing many songs, it can get difficult to, like, remember everything. You know what I mean? It's only human.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, we've heard really crazy ones, like, you know, wardrobe and all that interesting stuff. So you're fine. Don't worry. You're good.
That makes it feel a whole lot better.
There you go. Exactly. See, that's what we do here at the Josie Show, make you feel better. It's all fine. Everything is good. and another song here that we have tonight I'm very excited to play is called Cheatin' Situation, and we will be right back, okay?
Sounds good.
Perfect. Here we go.
Between two women, and the truth is I can't lie. I'm gonna have to tell them tonight. And now the whiskey's cold and sour, but the truth that they'll find out will cause more pain than the bottles ever put me through. situation. I can't reverse the things I've already done. And I'm sorry for the pain I put them through. So I'm gonna sit right here. I'm gonna cry myself a few more tears and drown myself in another round of beer. Time I do wrong, it comes back on me so strong. And now both of the women that I love are now long gone. It's been a cheating situation. I can't reverse the things I've already done. And I'm sorry for the pain I put them through. Sit right here. I'm gonna cry myself a few more tears and drown myself in another round of beer. Yeah, Lord, I'm gonna drown myself in another round of beer.
That was Cheating Situation by Brady Honeycutt, and we're back with him right now. One last time here, can you give all your websites or social networking sites where people can chat with you and become a friend?
Sure. Actually, I have two Facebook pages. One's actually my personal Facebook page with all my friends, and then I have my actual musician website my musician page on Facebook, Brady Honeycutt. You just have to click the like button on there. And generally, I'll update all of my information as far as dates and where we're playing, and upload pictures from shows and things such as that. You can also go to my website, BradyHoneycutt.com or www.BradyHoneycutt.com. You can, purchase the CD through CD Baby or iTunes. Basically, go online and just type in Brady Honeycutt and Brady Honeycutt CDs or whatever, and you should be able to find it via Google or worst last case scenario, say. But yeah, there's several on there. The best way to email me, you can email me at bchoneycutt1@gmail.com, and that'll come to me directly. That's my personal email right there, folks. So if y'all need something, shoot me a message.
Perfect. Definitely. So you can catch up with everything that, Brady is doing, chat with him, ask questions, all that fun stuff. I like that. I like the sound of that. And, another thing here that I want to mention, we will be having a giveaway coming up for you on our radio station. More details on that soon, but I just wanted to let you guys know that you have that in store, something to be excited about, and thanks so much for, doing that with us, the giveaway.
No.
I'm
not a problem at all. We'll send in a few T-shirts and some autographed CDs and everything, and y'all feel free to give them away as needed.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I'm very excited to be doing that. So once again, more details on that coming soon. We'll let you guys all know so you guys, all equally have a chance to get these cool things, cool prizes. And one last question here for you before we run out of time.
Sure.
But it's a fun question. I know you're going to love this question. Who would you love to do a duet with or work with, either dead or alive, if you can? Who would you say and why, if you could?
Oh, my goodness. That's a hard question. That's not a fun question. That's a hard question.
I know. I hear you.
There's so many great artists out there. I would say, Jody or George Strait, or if it was a male vocalist, I would have to say, somewhere along there. I mean, of course, my number one would be, I think, George Strait. If I had the chance, I would have loved to have been able to sing with Ray Price. You know, my dad's a huge fan of him, and I think I would have loved to have done that. Jody Nix, Bobby Flores, Jay Cooker, there's so many great country artists out there today. Female-wise, don't tell my wife, but I would love to sing with Leanne Womack. She's got a beautiful voice. There's so many great artists and great talents still out there, just to sing with any of them would be great with me.
Awesome. You did a great answer for us basically putting you on the spot. Sorry about that. It was good.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you coming on the show and chatting with me. I really appreciate it. And we'd love to have you back on anytime, okay?
Well, much pleasure. I truly appreciate your time, and thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you so, so much. Brady Honeycutt, everybody. Bye.
Thank
Talk
you
to
so
you soon. thank you so much. Night. Awesome. So now I believe we have another song here that I want to get to for our upcoming guest here that's going to be on in just a moment, Kenny Lee. So how about we play If It's Raining... Oh, Is It Raining at Your House? I apologize. Read that wrong. My eyes are playing with me. So here it is. Is It Raining at Your House? Check it out, everybody.
Is it raining at your house? Like it's raining at mine. Do you miss me like I miss you? Is it cloudy all the time? Do you tremble when the phone rings and you think I'm on the line? Is it raining at your house like it's raining at mine? Why does it like it's raining at mine? Is it raining at your place just like it is over here? And if it is, then sweetheart, like me, I know you're scared. I just called you to console you, like any old friend would do. Is it raining at your house? And by the way, I still love you. Yes, I do.
And now we're going to play another song here by Kenny Lee called Rainy Night in Georgia, and we will be right back. Here we go.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a wall to spend the night.
heavy raindrops falling. I hear your voice calling, it's alright. It's a rainy night in Georgia. It's a rainy night in Georgia. I believe it's raining all over the world. But you're lonely, honey, all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. Just the morning of a train, Lord, it seems to make a sad refrain through the night. Through the night. Well, it's a rainy night in Georgia. Such a rainy night in Georgia. I believe it's raining all over the world. Much too lonely, baby, all over the world. Times I wonder when everything works out the same. No matter how you look at it or think about it, that's just life, but it's how you play the game. In a boxcar, so I take my guitar and pass the time. Girl, you know late at night when it's hard to rest, I hold your picture to my chest and I feel fine, so fine. Oh, it's a rainy night in Georgia. Much too lonely, baby, all over the world. It's raining all over the world. It's raining, honey, all over the world. My God, it's raining all over.
Was Rainy Night in Georgia, and we are back. That was from Kenny Lee, who is going to be a guest here in, and I just had word from my producer, he'll be here in just a moment.
Yes,
so we have another song here that I would love to play. So let's see, which one shall I choose? How about we go with I'm On to You, and we will be right back. I'm On to You. Check it out.
I'm on to you. Did you think that I was blind to the way you move? Me,
behind those covered eyes you try to hide. But you know I know the truth. You can't deny this dance we seduce. I'm on to you, I see through you. You love to dance, game make you move. One step ahead, one step behind, we'll have this dance.
With his song, I'm On to You, and we're back, and Kenny Lee is in the house, or I should say, over the phone lines right now, so here he is, Kenny Lee, woohoo!
Hello, everybody, how are you? Hey, Jason.
Woo! Oh, thank you, I am very honored to have you on the show, thank you so much for coming on.
I am honored to be here, Josie, anytime, I love your show, it's a great show, and I love you to pieces.
Oh, thank you so much. We love you, too, so much here, and we just support all of your music and think you are incredible, and you basically do everything. So we have a lot to cover tonight, and I'm very excited about that. But first here, you know, like I said, you do it all. You're a music producer, singer, songwriter, music video director, actor, movie director, and, you know, I want to use this interview, obviously, to catch up with you on all the different things you do in your music. So I'm going to start here with producing music. Let's start in categories here. So first, let's start with your state-of-the-art studio. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I understand you have 3 Grammy Award winners and a drummer from the Grand Ole Opry. Is that right?
Well, my band that I use, yes, ma'am. Mark Beckett plays on most of my stuff. And we got a bunch of great players. They're all Grammy Award winners. And it makes it easy for me to produce, really, and they're just amazing, and mm-hmm. we love producing artists, and we love making music, you know, and creating from scratch.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you also have just one of the most successful music video production companies in Nashville with all the top line equipment. Can you tell us a little bit about that? That's so cool.
Yes, ma'am. When I do real serious projects, of course, they're all serious to me. But, mm-hmm. you know, everybody doesn't have a budget to fit their need. I mean, well, they have the budget, but maybe not quite what they need. So I do a lot of filming with Canon products, Canon cameras and stuff. And when we do a big budget video, we'll use the Red camera and stuff. And, you know, that's a motion picture camera. Clint Eastwood did Unforgiven with that camera. It's a $1 million camera.
And, wow.
just don't get no better than that, I tell you.
Definitely right. I hear you.
But I love producing and directing music videos as well as I love everything I do, and I tell the fans and everybody, you know, I love what I do, and I do. I mean, I wouldn't do anything else. You know, it's an amazing career, an amazing life to have. I'm living the dream.
Absolutely, you have to love what you do because you do it so well, and you do it. You're just so great, especially with, you know, artists out there who, you know, this business is really, really hard, and you really do help out to, you know, make a great project, you know, that doesn't cost like millions and millions and millions of dollars. But I want to know, if someone is interested in your services that are, you know, listening, right now, where can they go to get all that information or chat with you about, you know, whatever they need?
Excuse me. Hello, Coach.
No,
they can send me an email to klprecords@aol.com. That's K as in Kenny, L as in Lee, P as in Productions, and records@aol.com. And let me know what you need, and I'll do what I can to help you the best of my ability and try to work with your budget as best I can.
Right. I love that. I think that's the one thing that I love about what you do. And, you know, so please make sure if you guys are listening to definitely, you know, chat with Kenny Lee because you definitely know what you're talking about. You definitely know what you're doing. And
well,
I believe, yeah, it's true.
I'm sorry. I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of great people in my life along the years and mm-hmm. had some success myself. And I've learned a lot in many years here in this business and learned all the do's and the don'ts, and I learned mm-hmm. the people you should work with and the people you shouldn't work with. So,
right.
And there's a lot of you shouldn't around this area, but
yeah.
there are some really good producers and studios too around. I mean, everybody, you know, it's just a great thing. But I'll
it
you
is.
Know,
Absolutely. I think that is so, so great. And you have, you know, a lot of supporters of what you do. There's some in the chat room here that I want to mention to you. Cindy in the chat room says hello to you.
Hello, Cindy. How are you? Cindy's a good singer.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, she's listening in, and she's enjoying it. So, so glad.
Cindy. Is that Cindy Larson?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy.
awesome. And also, Tommy T says he made it in the chat room, so hello from Tommy.
Tommy over in South Carolina. Tommy used to be my drummer.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, we had a band back in South Carolina. We toured. We pretty much conquered the South Carolina state a long, long time ago. But Tommy's been a good friend of mine for a long time and an amazing drummer.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad Tommy is listening in. That is so cool. Very, very cool. And also in the chat room, JP Zamet also says hello and is in the chat room listening in.
JT, how you doing, buddy? Glad you joined us tonight.
Absolutely. So you have a lot of supporters there that are, you know, very excited. And I want to, you know, obviously get into your music here in just a minute, but besides all of the great production work that you do, I understand that you are also getting ready to direct and star in a movie titled Durango, which is getting shot in Colorado. What can you tell us about this movie? Because I could hear you have quite a few big names in it. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's, well, it's not exactly a movie. It's a TV series. And it's 13 episodes at 40 minutes apiece, and I play the role of a marshal, and the whole show is about the times and life of a marshal in 1880. Mm-hmm. My producer for it is Rick Weaver, which is my mind's going blank now.
mm-hmm.
Dennis Weaver's nope. son, actually, but Rick Weaver produced Magnum PI for 8 years running, so he's a great producer. Mm-hmm. And
wow.
Yeah, we got a lot of good things, a lot of good stuff going on there, and can't wait to get started. We're hoping to get started shooting in June, and got a lot of great actors, and it's just going to be a wonderful thing, and it's going to be a big deal too.
Oh, that is so exciting! Well, congratulations with all of your endeavors and everything that you are working on. I think that is just incredible.
I want to say hello to one of the people who's helping me write the script and everything. Miss Annie Clark, Annie Nicole Clark, she has a book called Panther Hollow, which everybody should buy a copy of that and read it. She's a great, great writer. She writes Western novels. And we've been writing together on the script and for the movie and everything, well, for the TV series. I'm saying movie now.
Sorry about that.
But if she's listening, I just want to say hi to her and let y'all know about her.
Oh, I'm very excited to check out her work. That is so cool. I'm going to definitely check it out after the show and see what's going on with that.
And I also want to say, go ahead. I'm sorry. There's so many people
with
fans and everything, and I just, I know there's not enough time to do all that, but just everybody just know that I'm thinking of you, and I appreciate you so much, and I love each and every one of you. And the fans, I have close to a 500,000 fans, Josie, and I love each and every one of those fans like they're family to me. They mean so much.
That is amazing. I think, one of the big things that I admire about you is you're so good. You're so great with your fans and, friends out there, that support you and everything that you do. And you're just so humble about it and so great with what you do. I think that's what is the most, the biggest thing, It's the most important.
Well, thank you. I do my best. At everything I do, I try to give it 110%, actually. And, that's just the way I do things. And I'm just me. I'm nobody special, really. I just have to
stay
and produce and all that stuff.
I love that. I love that. You are doing so many great, great things. And also, with great things, you're doing amazing things for people to help people out, with music as well and find their talent. So, that's just incredible. Nothing better than that.
Oh, you're so sweet, Lizzie. Thank you.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And, you're just a fantastic, singer and songwriter yourself, and I understand you spent quite a few years touring with the legendary Vern Gosting. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, me and Vern were best friends. And, you don't want me to tell you all about that. We had a great time, me and Vern, together. I miss him really bad. We wrote a lot of songs together. I had the opportunity to produce Vern Gosting, too, on several of his songs and songs we had written together even. And it was just a really great pleasure and honor to produce and work with the voice of country music, Mr. Vern Gosding. And I miss him really bad, really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me so much about this stuff is not funny. And I remember every word he ever told me and all the advice he ever gave me. And I took it to heart. Also, Brooke Benton, way back when, he got me started, too. And he did the song Rainy Night in Georgia, which I did a remake of, which I think you played earlier.
Yeah,
and,
we did.
He was a good friend, too. They're both passed away now, and God love them both. And I miss them so bad. I really wish I could see them again and talk to them. But I know I will again one day.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think it's great, though, that you've had the experience, to work with them and do great, great things with them, That's just incredible.
Well, I've worked with a lot of the stars in the past, but those were my two closest friends right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that is just fantastic, fantastic. And you have great, great music out that I have to talk about. I can't go without talking about that and playing some music. So now I have to say you are managed and promoted by Charlie Wayne Feltz in Nashville. Can you tell us a little bit about working with Charlie and how that came to be?
Charlie is just a great, great guy, and he knows what he's doing. If anybody needs any promotions or help out there at all, I really recommend Charlie. Charlie is a down-to-earth fellow that will never lead you wrong. And Charlie's a great guy. I got nominated for Producer of the Year not long ago. Me and him got a limo, and he was nominated for Promoter of the Year. Neither one of us got it, but we had fun.
Right.
That's all
that matters.
I was second in line to getting the award, so I was close.
Wow. That's all that matters is,
being
in there.
But it was just an honor to be even nominated for that, though, me.
Oh, that is incredible. That is so incredible. I mean, you've done so many great, great things. And Charlie Wayne Feltz is just an incredible, person and promoter and manager. He's just fantastic. So shout out to him.
Well, Charlie keeps having these little heart attacks and stuff. He's got to quit doing that. He's like a car. He's like a clock that won't stop ticking, though. He's like a Timex. He's going to keep living forever.
Absolutely, absolutely. He is incredible. Definitely, if you guys can, check him out and everything, you know, because he's just so great. And I want to talk about some of your music. Where's the best places that we could purchase your music and check it all out?
You can purchase it from KLP Records. That email address again, you can send that to that email address if you want to buy any. You can actually buy it on Reverb Nation, too, but I don't suggest you do that. If you'll send me an email, I'll send you a direct link where you can purchase the music and sure. get it directly, and you won't have to pay all that red tape.
Right. I hear you. Awesome. Awesome. Making it easy. I like that. So very, very easy. Do that.
Well,
check that out.
I don't agree with all the download links and stuff nowadays, and I'll just mm-hmm. give all the artists out there who are listening, if any artists are listening. I know there's a few. Mm-hmm. You're better off to try, if you don't have a major label to sell from, you're better off to try to sell it yourself, promote it yourself. There's lots of ways of doing that. If you put it on these CD Baby, and I'm not knocking CD Baby or anybody like that, don't get me wrong.
Right.
They just kind of get a little bit too much of the money, and, you know, it's not quite fair because you're the one that's paid for all the product, you know, and wrote
right.
the songs or whatever. It's just, you know, I don't feel they deserve as big a cut as they take.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's great advice for a lot of artists that are, you know, doing it themselves, that, you know, want to learn how to properly do it and learn. I mean, that's just fantastic advice for everybody out there. So thank you. That
well,
is
you
so
welcome.
True.
Anybody just, want any advice? I've got the experience. Just ask me and I'll tell you.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Definitely. And also your Facebook page. You talk on there as well. So.
I do. Yeah, you can also send me if you want to buy the music or anything, you can ask just send me a message. But Facebook keeps me blocked quite a bit. I have so many fans that I can't put on that Facebook page. So, you know, and I have so many I can't answer them all like singly. So I do I copy paste a lot.
Right.
But I really mean well by that, fans. I love y'all. But I'm trying to get to everybody, and I think Facebook just thought I was spamming. They do that to me about every month or so. They block me for 30 days. So, but
That's
I'm used
crazy.
To it.
That is crazy. You're breaking Facebook. That's the way to do it. Nice.
Well, you know, if you don't spend money with Facebook, they don't want to be cooperative. That's just the way they are.
I guess. But, you know, it's crazy that, you know, you can't, you know, talk to everybody that you want to talk to. You're limited. But, hey, what can you say? But I like, though, that you try. So that's
all
that matters.
Well, I send out mass emails a lot, too, and stuff to let everybody know and
awesome.
Think about them and stuff. And I try to my best to stay in touch with each and every one of the fans, excuse me, as much as
yeah.
I can. Like I say, they do mean everything to me, and I mean that when I say that. When I tell them I love them, I mean it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think you are just so fantastic, and you give back so much. I want to talk about these two great things that you do. First off, the first one here, can you tell us a little bit about an event that you do for children at Christmas? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, ma'am. Well, every year at Christmas time, or the Saturday before Christmas, me and my family, we come together and friends and fans. And fans, the fans are the ones that support this.
Mm-hmm.
The fans buy whatever product I'm selling, and that buys presents for the needy kids, the kids who won't get a Christmas. And I'd give all that to them. This past year, I did a show on Nashville Country Stars TV show, which is my show. And I'm sorry I don't do a show every week on that, folks. I just kind of leave that. I run videos on their stuff when I'm not on. But I leave that just kind of sitting there for special things to the people who need money. And I always want to try to help as much as I can. This last year Christmas, we did a special show. We raised money. And I mean, it bought all the presents for all these hundreds and hundreds of kids and stuff. They came to my home, and it was just a great thing. And, you know, it's giving back and giving love and showing, you know, I wish everybody would do that because there's so many that still go without. I just can't cover them all, but I wish I could.
Yeah.
I wish I could. I think everybody should do that. You
That's
know, there's
true.
A lot of, today's society, the economy the way it is, I mean, people need help. People need help. And those children mm-hmm. don't deserve not to get a Christmas.
That's true. Absolutely. It's hard to cover everybody yourself, but if everybody pitches in and does something like this, I think you can make a big, big difference. You know,
yeah.
So please.
I
want
to put a shout out to Chloe. I did a benefit for her too. We raised money for her some surgery, and she just had the surgery done today. I think it was today, and she's doing really well. And fans, I want to thank you so much for supporting Chloe there and sending your money to help her get this surgery. It answered their prayers, and they really love y'all and appreciate you for doing that. And I love you, and thank you so much for helping that little girl. Little Chloe Cooper is just amazing little angel, and God's really picking her up and trying to help her out. She still has to eat and breathe through that little tube through her throat, you know, that trachea.
Right.
I actually got to talk to her. She made some little noises and stuff on the phone after the show that night. And I actually, I cried. It got to me so bad. But she is such a little angel. She really is. And I want everybody to keep supporting her. And I'll be doing another show probably soon for her next surgery coming. And hope everybody would donate again and help her with her next surgery. Because, you know, those kind of things when those children are born with birth defects, you know, I lost a grandson to a birth defect, and when they're born like that, they can't help it, and there's no insurance that covers those things, really. You know, they gotta have help. These parents go through so much, and Chloe's got such a great mother and grandmother, Jennifer and Nancy. I love you, sweetie, guys, and you know, they're just good people. And, you know, thank you for helping that little girl. Thank you so much, everybody. And thank you for helping the kids at Christmas.
Definitely.
God bless you all.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. And if there's any way we can help Chloe, is there a place where people can go to offer support? Are they still taking, you know, donations?
Oh, yes, you can do that all the time. There's a group called Praying for Chloe. Look that up on Facebook, and you can send donations to her anytime you want to. And or friend Nancy Owens or friend Jennifer Mayhew, and that's her mom. And you can always give your donations all year round. I've been following Chloe since she was born, and she is that little child. It's just amazing what she's went through, and she's just a beautiful, beautiful child that just loves life, you know.
Absolutely.
And most people, when they had a child like that, they probably wouldn't have tried to save them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's unfortunately the world's like that.
Right.
But I think every child deserves a fighting chance, and I'm so glad that Nancy and Jennifer took that responsibility on, and I just. It's just amazing. You guys are just the best.
Aw, she sounds like such a little fighter and, you know, really, you know, chugging along and, you know, making the best out of everything. So I pray for Chloe, and please make sure you do, you know, the Facebook page to support her. And also any donation that you can, you know, please do. I know that we're going to, with the show, we're going to donate and help out. So, yes.
I want to holler out to a young model out here, Anna Truitt. She had surgery on her foot, and she had it twice, and her foot got infected, and she was in the hospital. She's a good friend and a great person and a very inspiring model. She's in Alabama, and everybody send prayers out for her. She's doing well now. They got the infection off her toe, and she's coming back to life. So, Anna, God bless.
Oh, thank God. Well, that sounds amazing. I'm so glad, and I'm sending my prayers up right now to her for a very fast recovery. Indeed.
Yes.
Oh. Well, you know, I think that, you know, everything that you do is just incredible for, you know, everybody, and I'm going to definitely support however I can with everything that you do and Chloe, and also, you know, for children at Christmas. I mean, it really inspired me talking to you about all these, you know, opportunities to give back. And I just want to thank you so much for everything that you do and for coming on the show and chatting with me. I really appreciate it. I thank
you
so much.
Josie, you are welcome, and you're such a sweetheart. I appreciate everything you do for everybody, too. You have a big heart yourself. I watch you.
Thank you so much. I do too. I watch you as well, so I am definitely looking forward to the next time that we chat. Okay?
Me too.
Absolutely. Oh, and before you go here, there was a hello from Dolly in Ontario, and also Sissy says hello.
Well, hello, guys. Glad you joined us tonight.
Yes.
I love you both.
Absolutely. And also Meg and John's mom says hi as well.
Well, hello, Meg and John's mom.
Awesome.
Love you guys,
awesome.
Too.
Big shout out to everybody that's listening, and thank you so much, Kenny, for coming on the show. And we'll talk with you again soon. We're gonna actually play another song of yours tonight.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you so much too, and everybody, thank you. I want everybody to support the Josie Show. She's just got a great show here. She's a sweet, great person, very talented lady. Please start supporting her as much as you can.
Thank you so much. I cannot thank you more. Thank you so much, Kenny, and we will chat with you again very soon, okay? Until the next time.
Thank you. I cannot thank you more. Thank you so much, Kenny.
Thank you. Kenny Lee is fantastic. Fantastic guy. I don't know. I think we were having some technical difficulties there at the end. But Kenny Lee, thank you so much. He is fantastic, so please make sure you check out everything that he does on his Facebook page. And also we'll post the links after the show. And now I want to play his song here called Angel, and we will be right back. So here it is, Kenny Lee with Angel. Check it out.
Girl, you're so pretty with that sweet smile on your face. My passion rises when I look into your eyes. I want you beside me, and I'll never say goodbye. You really got me going. You really stole my heart. I got this burning question deep down in my soul, and I need an answer before our love goes cold. I gotta know, do you want me? Or should I let you be? I gotta know, I gotta know. Please tell me, Angel. Lady, you drive me crazy. I can't take this pain when we're apart. The feeling overcomes me. I can't do anything, 'cause you're on my mind and it's driving me insane. I got to know, do you want me? Or should I let you be? I gotta know, please tell me, Angel. Everything that's right. So please let me know, girl. I wanna give you my life. I gotta know, do you want me?
or should I let you be? I gotta know, I gotta know. Please tell me, angel, pretty angel.
That was Angel by Kenny Lee, and we are back right now. So I have to hurry before I get cut off for the announcements. But first off, the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for March will be aired on Thursday, March 27th at 7 p.m. Central, so please check that out. And next Friday on the Josie Show, my guests will be Stephanie Spinks, Sam Watkins, J.C. Bridwell, and we will catch up with Jimmy Parker. And our special edition for March will be Monday, March 24th at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone with special edition guest Jason Roberts from Asleep at the Wheel. And now also, please mark your calendars because the Josie Show Concert Series team will be heading to Texas on Saturday, April 19th for the Mickey Gilley Concert. Netex Productions will present Country Great Mickey Gilley, sponsored by iCrafters, on Saturday, April 19th at the Arlington Music Hall in Arlington, Texas. Also appearing will be Cheyenne Smith Ford and Mike Crow of 92.1 Radio Fort Worth, benefiting Cowboys Who Care Foundation. And tickets are on sale at www.arlingtonmusichall.com. So I hope to see you all there, and please make sure you come out to support Cowboys Who Care Foundation. And a special thanks to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now Cowgirl Divas Radio for re-airing our shows. So to get all airing details, just click on the syndication tab on our site, josieshow.com, for all of the details. And also here, I want to also mention on Facebook, facebook.com/Team Amy Lee, and that is Team Amy, A-M-I, Lee, L-E-I-G-H, and I want to give more details here to my producer, who is going to talk more about this.
Yeah, basically, there is a great page to pray for Amy. She just had a beautiful baby. She's struggling with cancer, and they are selling wristbands for $350, which includes the shipping. So if you would go ahead and do a couple of things. First, like her Facebook page and keep track of what's going on. It's facebook.com/Team Amy Lee, and that's Team, T-E-A-M, A-M-I-L-E-I-G-H. If you would like one of these bracelets to help support this family through this crisis, just go ahead and send $3.50 to 543 Double Bridge Trail, Ashland, Alabama, 36251. Again, you can get an Amy bracelet by sending $3.50 to 543 Double Bridge Trail, Ashland, Alabama, 36251, and help support the family. First, go to the Facebook page, again, facebook.com/Team Amy Lee, check out what's going on and offer your support if you can. That would be great. And please like the page as well. All right, Josie, tossing it back to you before we get cut off.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And a big thank you to all of my guests and those who are listening, whether it be in the chat room or on the phone lines right now, or if you're listening to us on the archives. We appreciate you so much, and we will talk with you guys soon. Make sure you check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Josie Show and also twitter.com/Josie Show. So please make sure you check us out, and we will talk to you soon. Good night, everybody. Mwah! Thanks for listening to Josie Show.